have the zechia, unbelievable zechia, of learning this inside. To hear it on a tape is spectacular in a lot of ways. There's a certain privilege in hearing it from Rabbi Zal's mouth, exactly how he worded it. To see it inside, you'll see the limudim of Rabbeinu Zal, how each thing is tied in with psukim, with items from the Zohar Kodesh, with quotations from the Gemara. Okay. Teres Samach Tes, which is connected with Samach Ches, which we just did previously. Rabbeinu Zal says, Da, you should know, Shehagoizel es chaveroi momoin, that a person who steals money from his friend, Bozeh hu goizel mimenu bonim. By doing that, he steals children from his friend. Hainu, Shehagazlon noitel mehanigzal bonim. The thief takes from the one who is being thieverized children. Ki ikar hamomoin shelodom boloi al yedei bazugoi. The major portion of money that comes to a person comes via his zivig. And Rabbi Zal brought two proofs to this item, two basic proofs from the Chumash. One that the Zohar HaKadosh mentions by Avraham Avinu, if you recall, when Avraham Avinu wanted to tell Sarah Imenu to hide in the box because he was afraid that if they would see her, they would kill him, he said to her, Laman yitav li ba'avurech, in order so that things should be good for me because of you, and I'll live because of you. In other words, if they'll see you, they'll kill me. Please do me this favor. Allow yourself to be hidden away in this box so that leman yitav li bavureh, so that I'll have good from you. Oh, he told her, Imri no achisiat. Sorry, wrong story. This is the story with Rivka. When Rivka Imenu went with Yitzchok Avinu to Mitzrayim, a similar incident happened that before Yitzchok Avinu went into Mitzrayim, he told Rivka, do me a favor, tell them that you're my sister, Laman Yitav Li Bavurech, in order that they'll be kind to me, they'll give me money and everything, because they'll want to take, the king might want you, he'll give me presents to butter me up, V'choysonavshi Biglolech, and I'll live through you. In other words, if they find out you're my wife, they'll kill me to get you. If not, I'll live. Yitav li bavurech, in order that I'll get good because of you, I'll be treated well because of you. The choysonavshi biglolech. The Zohar HaKadosh says, note the loshin, laman yitav li bavurech. The toiv that will come to Avraham Avinu will come because of Sarah. That's point one. Point two we have in Eishes Chayil, when we say Eishes Chayil miyimtzov, rochav pnimi michra, ba ba ba. It says in there, v'sholol botach bo leiv balo, v'sholol lo yechsar. If she is a woman who is trustworthy, botach bo leiv balo, her husband can trust her, meaning she's firm, v'sholol lo yechsar. They will never be missing sholol from their household. Sholol means parnosa-like. So we see that the parnosa is totally in her, the mamon is totally in her. Okay, so those are the two proofs. One is from Avraham Avinu, v'man yitav li bavurech. The other one is v'sholalei botach bo leifalo v'sholalei echsar. Rabbeinu Zal explains ki al yedei oyer nafsho mize bo lei hamomoin. It's specifically through the oyer of the nefesh of a person's zivig that the momoin comes to that person. Hainu al yedei shemisnoitzet umispashet oyrois meyor nafsho. Through the fact that there come forth lights from the light of the nefesh of a person's zivik, misnaitzitz means like shoot forth sparks. Umispashet oirois meyor nafsho, elu ha'oirois heim bechinas hamomoin. These oirois are a bechina of money, because if you recall, whenever we talk about money in the Zohar HaKadosh and other sforim, we talk about the gavnin of the kesef. The kesef, the zohar of gold and silver, the redness, the whiteness, the colors. Those colors refer to oirois. Those oirois come from the oir of the nefesh of a person's zivig. Ki hamomoin humi mokoim hanefesh. Rabbeinu Zal says mamoin comes from the same place as the nefesh comes. Kemavur b'mokom acher, as is explained in another place in the previous Torah. The nefesh hu bechinas nekevo ki odua bekisvei hoari. It's nekevo, it's din. Yud kevavke is zohar, elikim is din, nekevo. Five times Elikim, standing for that, the letter Hey, which is always Nukva, Shechina, either the upper Shechina or the lower Shechina. Five times Elikim is Nefesh. Nefesh is an Indian of Nukva. Rabbeinu Zal says, note that the Kesel Ma'arovi, Ma'arov, we always say is the place where the Shechina is. The Shechina is Nukva. Rochel Mevaka Albonaho. The Sifrei Kabbalah bring, the Gemara says, that why is it called the Kesel? Why is the word for it Kesel? because Kaisel is a combination of, it's nutriken of two words, tail, this is the mound of ground, shehakel poinimbo, that all eyes are turned to it, meaning that the word Kaisel is split out into two words, tail, chav vav is Hashem, this is the mound of Hashem. The letters tet, tof, lamed, Rabbi Zal once mentioned, are the gematria of this word nefesh, which also stands for the Shechina, five times Elikim, symbolizing the Shechina.
That's gematria? What do you say?
Five times Elikim. In other words, it's good to know certain numbers when you hear them, certain numbers when you see them in Sifrei Kabbalah. When we mention this thing, Labas, the Chiddush that I mentioned this Shabbos, if a person would see it where I saw it, they would see half the Chiddush. All that's written in that place is that it mentions the fact that twice Aryeh is bigamatria Labas, and just like that symbolized the Tikkun in the Gula Rishona, that's what symbolized the Gula Achrona. Baruch Hashem, we were zeichet to have Rabbi Zal, who told us a whole Chiddush on Labas. We understand how the word Labas means the union of Gula. Then when you see it in a Sefer, you apply what he said to this, suddenly it takes on tremendous meaning. Certain, the word Nefesh, the minute you see it, it's five times Elikim, it's Nukva, it's the last one of the sequence of three, Nefesh Ruach Neshama, or it's the last one of the sequence of five, Nefesh Ruach Neshama Chai Yechidah, as you'll see in a minute. Rabbi Nazal says, now why is Nefesh Nekeva? Rabbi Nazal explains, Ki nefesh hu b'chino hu achroino min nefesh ruach neshama. Because nefesh is the last one of the three. Nefesh ruach neshama. That's number one. That's one proof that it's nekeva. Because it's the last one. It's the bottom one. And whenever we talk about bottom and top, bottom is generally nekeva. Top is zochar. Number two. V'chein klal nefesh ruach uneshama shelo hi b'chinas nefesh negdoi. This is a concept in Kabbalah that you have to get used to. That when we talk about the nefesh, ruach, and neshama of a woman, her neshama is considered bechinas nefesh to the nefesh of the zohar. As we say, Rabbi Nazar says, al kiklal hamadrego hatach kiklal, because the rule is that hamadrego hatachtoina, the lower level, he bechinas nefesh, bechinas nekeva neged madrego achroina himena, the nefesh. Shalamala himeno. The nefesh is always referring to the lower madrega, the lower madrega of which the highest part is lower than the lowest part of the one above it. We always have that concept. Alkein al yedei bechinas hanekeva bas zugoi shehi bechinas hanefesh etzloi, through the nekeva, a person's zivig, which is the bechina of nefesh compared to the husband, because she is lower than the lowest part of him. What's the lowest part of him? Nefesh. So at best, she is bechinas nefesh. Rabbi Nazal says, al yodo boloi hamomoin, it's through her that the money comes. Ki ikara hamomoin toli bo, because the major portion of the money is toli in her, kimovura b'mokam acher, as was explained in the previous Torah and in many other Torahs, that the whole money comes from Tzafon, Mitzafon and Zohav Yuasa, money comes from the north, and north refers to the left side, which is the Nekeva. Rabbi Nazal says, Kihi kimavur b'makam acher, as is explained in another Torah, why? Rabbi Nazal explains a little more. Kihi b'chinas raglin, the wife is a concept of the feet. As is brought in the Zohar HaKadosh, Raglei Chassidov Yishmor, Kaviyachol Hashem guards the feet of his Chassidim. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Do Itzo, that refers to the wife. The wife is the feet. Note, that where does the Gemara use similar terms across Shas? There's one place where the Gemara says a person should be willing to sell everything he owns in order to buy a pair of shoes, because shoes are shmira for the raglin, raglei chasidov yishmar, to watch the feet. And another place, the Gemara says, a person should be willing to sell everything he owns to purchase a good wife, a bas talmid chacham. So sorry. Wife is the union of the raglin, the feet. The feet. Why? Because the Gemara says, sell everything you have to buy a pair of shoes to protect the feet. Sell everything you have to buy a bas talmid chacham to protect the feet. The wife is an inyan of the feet. Note, the Tikkun Ezer says that when Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, "Shal mi'olecha mi'al raglecha, take off your shoes," because the place where you're standing is Admas Kodesh, the Zohar Kodesh says, "Na'al do itza." Na'al, the shoe, that refers to the wife. And the Arizal explains that the word na'al is Begematria, the Milui of Shem Ekia. Ekia is Bina, the upper Shechina. The word Na'al, Nun Ayalamet, is Begematria, Kuf Nun Aleph, Mikveh. You know, which is the Milui of the upper Shechina, referring again to Nekeva, the wife. So we see that the feet is the wife. Rabbi Nezal says, Uchsiv, and the Pasuk says, Veskol Hayekum Asher Baraglehem, and the item which stood them up on their feet, and the Gemara says, Zem Moinai Shaladam Shemamide Alaglov. That refers to the money which stands up a person on his feet. So we see, note that the wife is the feet, and the money is the feet. Both of them help the person stand up. Because the Ikar Mamoin comes from the Nefesh, Bechinas Nekevo, Bechinas Raglin. Vezesham Razal, this is why the Gemara says in Yevamos, Hashorui Beloi Isha, Shorui Beloi Chayma. Note the wording that the Gemara uses. A person who lives without a wife is living without a wall. What's Pshat wall? As we said in the previous Torah, Hainu Beloi Mamoin, meaning without money. Ki Chayma hi Bechinas Hamamoin. A wall is money. K'mashikosu, as the Pasuk says, Mishlei, Hain, Oshir, Kiryas, Uzoi, Ukechaimon is Gava, that the wealth of a rich man is his powerful fortification, and it's like an upright wall to protect him. So we see that money is an inyan of a wall. A person who lives without a wife is living without a wall, living without money. Valkenum Razal, this is why the Gemara says, Mab Mitzio, that Rava told his Talmidim, Aikiru l'neshaychu ki hechi detisatru, show respect to your wives. Show respect to your wives in order that you should become wealthy. So we see that the mamoin is totally in the wife, in the nekeva. V'chol adam v'adam kasher hu bo la'ilam, each and every person when he comes to the world, hu bo imbas zugoi hamiyuchedes lo, he comes with his zivig that is designated for him, v'im schum mamoin hakotzuv lo, and with a specific amount of money that's designated for him, sheyeh lo bozeh ha'ilam, how much money he will have in this world, v'kamo peiros, and how much fruit will come from him, meaning haynu bonim, how many children sheyiyu lo bozeh ha'ilam he'll have in this world. Vehem bechinas ilon va'anofim uperos. Rabbi Nezal says this is the concept of a tree, its branches and its fruit, meaning haino she'oyer nafsho hu bechinas ikur ho'ilon. The light of the nefesh of a person's wife, that's the trunk of the tree. Shemimenu yaitzin umispashtim anofim, from the trunk of the tree, which is the light of her nefesh, come forth branches. What are the branches? Hainu hisnetitzus vehispashtusera, the sparking and the spreading out of her light. Hainu bechinas hamomoin kanal. Rabbi Nezal is referring to the branches of the tree as the money. Hu bechinas anofim shel hu'ilon. That's the branches of the tree. Va'al hu anofim elu gedelin haperos. And on these branches, which symbolize the money, grow fruit. Hainu habonim. The bonim are the fruit that grow on the branches, which means there's the wife, the nekeva, which is the trunk of the tree. From her emanate oirais, which is mamain, which is branches, and on the branches grow the bonim. Nimtzo, kishe'echod goizel mechaver al mamain, when one steals money from his friend, hu goizel v'noitel mimenu anofim shelohilon sheloi, he's stealing branches from the tree, hainu hisnoitetus oyer nafsho, he's stealing part of the hisnoitetus of the oyer of the nefesh of this person's wife, shemisham hamamon kanal, from there comes the money. Okay, now yidezeh hu goizel v'noitel mimenu nefesh bono v'banaisav. That's why we find that the Gemara says that a person who steals money from his friend, he's stealing the nefesh of that person's sons and daughters. Sheheim tluyim ugedelim v'yankim me'oyer ha'onof hazeh. They are dependent upon, they grow from, and they nourish from the light of this branch, this unit of money. Ki heim heim ha'peirois ha'gedelim al ha'onofim elu. They are the fruit that grow on these branches. What is they? The children. And when a person chas v'shalom takes a branch, it's understood that he takes all the fruit that's on that branch. Now Rabbi Nezal is going to reprove this from Sukkim in the Torah. This is why the Pasuk says in Megillas Esther, Vayisaper lohem chomon eskevoid ashrei v'roiv bonov. Haman told his friends about his tremendous wealth and the many children that he had. Why does the Torah put these two together? Kvoid Ushroi v'Roiv Bonov, because one is totally in the other. Kizeh toli bozeh. These two are dependent because he had a lot of Ashiros, that's why he had a lot of children. And as the Pasuk says in Iyoiv, Osku gam gavru chel, they became wealthy and powerful. Zarom nochoin lifnehem, they had children, many children before them. Vetzetzoehem leinehem, and those that came from them, came forth from them, were before their eyes. Osku gam gavru chayil, ze ashirus, that refers to wealth. We see again the connection between Ashirus and Zera. Now Rabbi Nizal adds, this is the statement that Rachel and Leah made to Yaakov Avinu. If you recall, when Yaakov Avinu was explaining to them that they had to run away from Lavan because Lavan was making too much trouble and it was time to get lost, and he said, you know that I never dealt wrongly with your father, I was always fair and he always cheated me, so we have to go. So they said to Yaakov Avinu, we want you to know that we're on your side completely against our father, and we want you to know that we believe ki kol ha'isher asher hitzil alikim me'avinu, that all the wealth that Hashem rescued from our father, in other words, and gave to you, Yaakov Avinu, lano hu alvanenu, that's to us and to our children, it belongs to us and not to our father. Rabbi Nizal says, note, Lanu ulvanenu daika. Rachel and Leah said that money belongs to us and our children. Why? Ki ikar ha'ashirus al yidei ha'isha, because the main ashirus comes bedafka through the wife. Ubot tluyim habonim kanal, and the bonim are dependent on her, on the wife. Ki ha'isha hi ikar bechinas ha'ilon, the woman is the main part of this tree. And the wealth is referred to as the branches of the tree. And the children are the fruit that grow on the tree. This is the secret that the Gemara says in Baba Kamra, that a person who steals from his friend, it's as though he steals the nefesh of his children. Now, this is al pisayid. What's pshat in this Gemara? In other words, what does Rashi HaKadosh say in this Gemara? Pshat in this Gemara is that if a person steals money from his friend, the person won't have with what to support his children. He'll kill his children. In other words, the children will die from starvation. That's pshat in the Gemara. Rabbi Nizal explains the say that realistically, when a person steals money, he's cutting off the tie between the wife and the bonim. And now Rabbi Nizal is going to go and take unbelievable detail to clarify this item completely, all the variations that are related to this. Any questions?
Why is the wife a thief? When you say the wife is a thief, what does that
one,
mean?
One basic item, malchus. The wife is the malchus, which is compared to the feet.
And the husband, like, how do you apply it?
That's what I'm saying. She acts as his ma'amidoi al raglov. A person who is plaguf, in a sense, is downtrodden. Once a person has a bias, he stands erect and tall. That's a natural type of thing, number one. Number two, al pisayid, she is the malchus, she is the raglayim. Raglay chasid of Yishmor, she is the ne'olayim. Proof is, the Gemara says, sell everything you have to buy shoes, sell everything you have to buy a wife. We see that they're the same thing. She is the raglayim, the tikkun of the raglayim.
Right, you say that Nal is kufna Nal.
Right.
She's active.
Right.
So how does that show that she's
Bina, the upper Shechina.
Oh,
the Sifrei Kabbalah bring that. That's the whole say. Why are tefillin made of leather? Why are tefillin made of leather? Why aren't tefillin made out of gold or copper? The Sifrei Kabbalah bring ki tefillin kein min olayim. That what? In other words, the feet are the malchus. The malchus are the item where raglehu yerdus moves. That's where the danger is. The klipos always want to latch onto the feet. They want to attack the feet because that's the easiest place where they can latch onto and do damage. Mm-hmm. The Sifrei Kabbalah bring that from where does the oyer come to protect the feet? The oyer has to come from bina. Mm-hmm. Kitfilin came min olayim. How? Because where do we see a connection to it? Where do we see that the feet have anything to do that what protects the feet is bina? The Arizal says, I'll show you Gan Sposhet, because Na'al is Bigematria Bina. In other words, the Shem Kufnu Na'alef, which is Bina. So you see that Bigashmias, what do you wear on the foot to protect it? You wear a shoe. What is a shoe? Bina. Baruch Mi'asi, you want to know which light protects the Malchus? It's Bina. It's Bina that's mayor into the Malchus to give it enough power to be able to ward off the Klipos that would try to latch onto it.
Protection of the shoes, in other words.
Exactly.
Is there any reason you don't wear tefillin on Tisha B'Av?
Of course. The whole side of Uri Rabbi, the Pigam of Adam Arishain, that he became covered over with nail. Nail is Ur, which is leather. I guess we mentioned it at times.
Why is Zuga called Bas Zugai? Why Bas?
That's the term that's used. Bas Zugai is the Hebrew word for a Zibin. Look, that's another way to call it. Like Bas Melech refers to the Shema. It's a term that's used. Sometimes she's called Bas, sometimes Achaisihi Rayosi, sometimes Imi. There are different terms.
When I just zugai.
That's the term in Hebrew, that's the term that's used. Bas Zug.
You started to say something, I don't know if you did, about tefillin made of leather. So then you said that now is for the Shema.
Right, because the tefillin is the oil of Bina. The Tikkun HaSeira brings, you'll note that in the tefillin, the Tefillin Shel Reish and the Tefillin Shel Yad, Hashem's name is mentioned exactly 21 times. Hashem's name, if you'll add it up, in the four parashas, Kadesh Vayivyachya, which is Bigimatria Ekya, 21 times in the Reish, 21 times in the Yad, twice is Bigimatria Maisa Bereshis, which is Bina, again, note, it's Bina. And also because of the fact that you'll note, as Rab Nosanzal explains in the Kutei Halachos, how many parshias are there in the Tefillin? 8. We always talk about the Dalai parshias, there are actually 8. 4 in the Reish, 4 in the Yad, which is again an union of Bina. Tefillin are many times. Now note, if you learn the Kutei Halachos, there are places where Rab Nosanzal says that Tefillin is an union of Zerampin. That's true too. But you'll note also in the same Kutei Halachos that he brings, it's an union of Bina, Zerampin. Sometimes Bina and Zerampin are used interchangeably.
So it's leather to show the connection with the feet.
Exactly. Bina and Malchus, Vatelachno Shtehem Yachto, the two Shchimas.
As far as this tree structure, the Isha, I can understand, is the trunk. There are things coming out of it. So let's say, for example, you have the money coming out of it.
Right.
Why the Banim totally on the...
That's what we're going to explain. That's the item that seems strange here.
If they would say that he took the wife and therefore... By taking his wife, he's stealing his money, and by taking his wife, he's stealing his children.
The item that's strange is, why is the money put in between the wife and the woman?
Yeah.
Put them explain. Rabbi Nazal says, Veda, you should know, She'imze ha'nigzal adayin lo'yhoyu lo'ybonin, that if this person, what happens if this person who was robbed did not yet have any children? There's nothing to steal from him. It's possible from a person to steal from him the ability to be able to have children. By the person removing a branch. And even if the one who was robbed did have children already, it's possible for a person to damage him, to cause the death of his children. Because if these children are still coming on to their mother, they're still drawing from her anofim, from her branches. Rabbi Nazal explains now, just like you have fruit that has not yet completed its ripening process, and it still has to draw nourishment from the branch that it was connected to. So if a person were to remove the branch from the fruit, he would be damaging that fruit, because that fruit couldn't finish its ripening process, and it couldn't grow to maturity where the person would enjoy its taste. Hainu habonim, in this case, referring to the bonim, hatzrichen linak oid ulekabel meonav, the person could damage the children who still have to draw nourishment from the branch. Hainu may his snoitetus oyer imoikanal. The children draw their chias from, not directly from the mother, they're not hooked up to the mother, they're not tied to the mother. The children are over here, the mother is over here. What is the hashpo of chias that travels between them? Money. The oyer of her nefesh, what we call the oyer of her nefesh, beruchnis, which is misnaitzates, and shoots off sparks to give the children chias. Begashmius, that's the money. The money that's involved in that marriage, that's what gives chias from the mother to the children. If a person removes the money, chas v'sholem, while the children are still being yoinek from the mother, Chas v'shalom, he's removing the source of Yanika from the mother to the children, and that's how he could chas v'shalom cause their death. Rabbi Nizal says, v'hakoil lefi hagzela, and the whole thing is dependent on the type of robbery. V'hakoil lefi ho'ilon v'hanothin v'haperos, and it's also dependent on what type of tree we're talking about, and what type of branches we're talking about, and what type of fruit we're talking about. Kiyesh kamo v'kamo shinuyin bein ho'ilonoi satzmon. There are many, many differences, variations between different types of trees. Ubein mohus v'echus ho'anothin, and between the quantity and quality of the number of branches on a tree. Some trees, begashmias, have more branches, some trees have less branches. And some trees have thicker branches. You'll note begashmias, different various types of trees. Some trees have thicker branches. In other words, quality-wise, they're heavier branches. Some trees have thinner branches. Ubein ribui hanofin, and the quantity of branches. The kach bein the cane bein haperos, and also regarding the fruit of a tree, the chulan yesh shinuyim rabim. There are many, many variations in the quantity and quality of fruit on different trees. Ki yesh ilon sheyesh loy anofim rabim uperos mortin. There are trees which have many, many branches and not that many fruit. Let's take an apple tree, for example. An apple tree has many, many branches coming out of it and not millions of fruit. There are other trees which have anofim muotim in relation, I'll show you in a minute, trees that have very few branches, uperos rabim. Those who travel in Eretz Yisrael, what tree do you see commonly? A palm tree. A palm tree doesn't have a lot of branches, and yet on top you see 5,000 dates. 5,000 dates coming out of one little branch on top, a huge bunch of dates, you know, maybe thousands. So you see that within trees, begashmias, there are variations. There are trees that have more branches and less fruit. There are trees that have less branches and more fruit. V'chein bein mohus ho'anofim atzmom. And also regarding the quality of each and every individual branch, there are variations. Yesh ilon sheyesh loy anof echod. There are trees that have one branch, avol hu yokor ma'ay, but that branch is very, very precious. Ve'yesh sheyesh lohen asor anofim. There are trees that have 10 branches, v'chulam einom shavim rak asor zehuvim. Each branch is worth nothing. There's cheaper types of woods and more expensive types of woods. Kein yesh kamo aniyim sheyesh lohen bonim rabim. You note, in other words, people could have asked the obvious question here. What was implied previously is that the wealthier a person is, the more children he should have, quantitatively, direct ratio. Rabbi Nizal explains, Ken yesh kamo aniyim, there are many poor people, sheyesh lahem bonim rabim, who have many children. Ve'ein yodoy maseges elo zuz echod. And this person can only afford one zuz. He only earns one zuz a day or whatever. His branches are very little. They're missing. They're missing a lot. They are pochos. And they're only worth one zohov. All the different branches that emanate to all his 15 children, all the branches are value-wise, begashmias, one zohov. $1. If he earns his $1 a day, he has enough chias to be mashpia to all these 15 children. Or else, it's not a question of quantity of branches, it's cheaper types of branches. It holds true also. Yesh Oshir Godel, there is a very wealthy person, Machmas Sheho'onof Sheloi Hu Yokor Ma'oi, because his branch is a very expensive type of branch. Or he has a type of tree which has many, many branches. That as far as peiros is concerned, this tree has a lot of branches or expensive branches, but not that many fruit. Kanal b'moshel ho'ilonos, as was v'im kol zeh yochel liyos shelo yiyu loy rak bonim watim kanal, and it's still possible for the osher to have very few children. Kenira le'el b'moshel ho'ilonos, as we just explained in the moshel of the trees. Rabbi Nizal says v'hinei nitpois l'moshel. Let us take for example ilon echod im gimel anofim, one tree with three branches. V'chol anof miyuchad loy, each tree, each branch. Each branch, miyuchad loy, sheroi lohetzi beis peiros. Each branch is a type of branch which generally produces two fruit. Nimtzo, sheroi sheyeh loy shisha bonim. That this type of person, it would be roy for him to have six children. V'chei nemar l'moshel, let us also say, for example, shekol onof hu bebechinas ve'erech sheyeh loy meyo adumim. That each branch of this tree, if you were to sell it for the wood quality, it's worth 100 adumim. Nimtzo, sheroi liyos loy shin adumim mishleisha anofim halalu. That this person should have 300 adumim from the three branches. We said each branch symbolizes 100 adumim. Nimtzo im goyzel mimenu mea adumim. But if a person steals from this person 100 adumim, hu goyzel v'noytel mimenu onof echad, this person is stealing one whole branch. Nimtzo shenoytel mimenu beiz bonim. That is chas v'shalom taking from this person two children. We said each branch produces two fruit. Avol da, Rabbi Nezal says, but you should know, shebozeh yesh chile godel, that there's a tremendous difference im ha-peiros ru'uyim lotzeis meho anofim bozeh achar zeh, if the fruit that are supposed to come forth from these anofim come forth in sequence, one after the other, nimtzo she'af shezeh goyzel mimenu onof echod, although this person is stealing one branch, v'noytel mimenu beiz bonim, and he's taking two children, afal pikein adayin ru'uyim lo'i lehistayim yeser habonim, still, this person can continue to go ahead with having the other children from the other branches. This person who stole from him the money, this branch, didn't steal anything from the remaining bonim. He didn't take anything from them. Avol im hoyu ru'uyim lotzeis bevasachas bebechinas shisho bekeres echod, if these children were all supposed to come forth simultaneously, as the Gemara says that at the time of when Bnei Yisrael went out of Mitzrayim, the women were giving birth to six at a shot, six children in one shot. Im kein af shezeh loy gozal mimenu ki im mea adumim, although this person only stole 100 adumim, shehein bechinas erech onof echod shel beis peiros, which is the value of one branch of two fruit, im kol zeh kilkel oir kulon, he chas v'shalom hurt, damaged the light of all six fruit, because they were all destined to come out simultaneously. You have certain trees where the fruit on them ripens in stages. Some branches ripen earlier, some ripen later. You have some trees where all the fruit ripens in one shot. That type of tree, if you cut it right before the ripening stage, if you cut one branch from there, it could damage the ripening of the whole tree. This is what Rabbeinu Zal is being megala here. Because they were all supposed to come out at one time. And this one took away, was subtracted from their light. And they no longer have shleimus. Therefore, this one can damage him with the 100 adumim alone that he took away from him. To chas v'shalom take away from the person all of his children. V'chein yesh b'inyin zeh kamo v'kamo shinuyim l'fi hagzeilo u'l'fi ho'ilon v'hanofim v'haperois v'mahusam v'kamusam. Rabbi Nezah says, obviously there are very, very many variations of this, depending on the quantity and quality of the tree and its branches and its fruit and the quantity of money taken and the quality of the money that was taken. V'haklau, Rabbi Nezah says, the rule is ki hitzricho tomid lahashlim oira, that the wife always has to be mashlim her oir. Her oir always has to be bishleimus. V'chol zman she'ein lo shleimus, and as long as she does not have shleimus her oir, yefshar lo lohilid, she cannot give birth. V'ikar shleimus. Okay, v'haklal ki yitzricho tomid lahashlim oira, v'chol zman she'ein lo shleimus, yefshar lo hoilid. While a woman does not have shleimus, she cannot give birth. V'yikr shleimus al yidei hamomim, the main shleimus of the oir of the woman is through money. Ki hu b'chinas hisnei tzitzus oira kanal. We had explained before that the money symbolizes the sparking forth of the light of the nefesh of the wife. This is what the Pasuk in Yeshayahu Hanavi says. Limdu heitev, study very well. Dirshu mishpat, darshan righteousness. Ishru chamutz, help ashru chamutz, help one who has become sour, meaning one who had something stolen from him. If somebody steals from somebody, that person becomes sour, spoiled, he's missing something. Help him. Ishru means, in other words, lend him a helping hand. Shehaposuk mazhir, the posuk is warning, lasos mishpat, for people to see to it, to be righteous, ulechazek es hanigzal, and to give support to one who has been feverized. Lahatzil oshuk miad oishkoi, to rescue a victim from the one who is trying to victimize him. Kedei lahatzil nefesh bonov ubenoisav kanal, in order to rescue the nefeshes of that person's sons and daughters. Vezeh limdu heitev, this is why the Pasuk says study well. Shema shetasu mishpat v'tatzivu gozol miagoizloi, if a person will do this type of righteousness and rescue a victim from a thief, you'll be doing a favor to his children, we said, right? You'll be rescuing his children. Shehein bechinas limudei Hashem. Children are called limudei Hashem. Where do we see this? K'may shekosuv, v'chol bonayich limudei Hashem. We say it every day in Enkel Ekenu. So we see that bonin is an union of limudei Hashem. This is why the Pasuk says here, limdu heitev, ba-ba-ba, something regarding a gazlon. Limdu is an union of bonim, showing that there's a connection between the bonim and this concept of gzela. V'zeh limdu heitev shehahatovo tihye lahabonim. The benefit, the word heitev means benefit, the benefit that will be derived from straightening out this concept of a thief and his victim will be related to limdu, to the bonim, to the limudei Hashem. Shehem b'chinas limudei Hashem. This is the secret of the Gemara in Baba Kama that says that a person who steals from his friend even a penny, the person should chase after him, even to Modai, if he has to chase him as far as Persia, he should be willing to chase him that far to retrieve stolen money. Rabbi Nathan says this is a wild item. Lomo tofsu modai dafka. Why didn't the Gemara say Africa? The word Africa is mentioned in the Gemara, and we know that Africa is a way out place. Why didn't it mention it, chutz laretz? Why does it say modai here? Achda, Rabbi Nazar says, you should know shehagemora hine lemes v'nisteres ma'oid, that this Gemara is a side. Nobody knows this, Rabbi Nazar saying. I'm going to be the one to come and say pshat in this Gemara, because nobody else could give me an interpretation to pshat in this Gemara. V'zeh kavonoso mo'emes. This was the kavona in this Gemara. When the Gemara says, ha'goyzel ba-ba-ba, yelichenu achrov afilu lemodai, Hashem, chase him as far as you have to go. Why? Because of lemodai. Because this is something that will affect limudei Hashem, your bonim. Haynu habonim shetzorich lahachzir loy afilu habonim shegozal mimenu. Because this one, when you're chasing after, you're trying to retrieve from him the limudei Hashem that he took from you, the bonim that he took from you. Al yidei shegozal es mamonai, through his stealing of your money. This is why the Gemara uses the term Yalechenu Afilu Lemodai there. It's being Marame is this side of the Limudei Hashem, the Bonim, that are stolen from a person when a person Chas V'Shalom steals money from that person.
Does Limudei actually mean?
The Chol Bonayich Limudei Hashem. That your children are the ones, the learned ones of Hashem. The Iker Limud that Hashem derives Nachas from is that's the symbolism of this passage. We'll try to do just the next paragraph. And remember, we still have this Torah is going to be very, very explanatory. So if there are any open items, we're going to tie in everything. Veda, you should know, shelefa'omim, at times, af shenotal mimeno momoin, although a person has taken from another person money, in kol zeh lo yazik levonav, it should be in a manner where it doesn't affect, it doesn't damage his children at all. V'lo yechzar oir nafshan, it cannot subtract any of the oir of the nefesh of that person's wife. Why? Ki beruchnis hanefesh margeshes hakeev hatzar hagodol sheyesh lo. Beruchnius, the nefesh feels the suffering and the tsar that it, the tremendous tsar that it has. Kishze hagazlon shehu kemoy roitzeach nefoshes mamish. When this thief, who is just about, who is practically a murderer, bo lechsar oira, is coming to subtract from the oira of the nefesh, v'ligzel nefesh bonehu, and to steal the nefesh of the bonim of this nefesh. What happens? The nefesh reacts on its own. How? By constricting itself. By constricting itself. She draws herself inwards and constricts herself. Shrinks. Miskavetz means to shrink. She shrinks herself. And the nukva, the nekeva, draws within herself, magnetically sucks back in this hismaitzitzus, which was coming out. You picture it like dotted lines of rays of light coming out of the nefesh. Now the dotted lines, instead of going outward, go inward. Her nefesh begins to draw this light back into herself. For what purpose? So that the gazlon should not be able to damage her and to draw from the, to take away this nourishment, to the point where at times the gazlon cannot win in this battle and cannot damage the oyer of the nefesh or the wife of the person at all whatsoever. And although the gazlon took away physical money from the person, the nefesh of the nekeva has strengthened itself, and constricted, and drew inward, and and in a case like this, the money which this gazlon gets isn't really money at all whatsoever. Rak afro bialma, it's like plain dirt. Me'achar she'in boy oyer klal, because the money doesn't have any light. V'hamomoin hazeh hu bechinas afrus zohor. This money is what the pasuk calls in Eiv dust, gold dust. Note it uses the word afar about money, that it's like dirt. Because gold, money, zohor v'chesed, is only as valuable as the light that's connected to it. If it has no light, it's like dirt. Rabbi Nizal says, "Bebechinas ein kesef nechshav." The pasuk says that there'll come a time when money will be of no value. Why? Machmashein b'hakesef azov shemoyer, because the kesef and zov will be lacking the oyer. Ki hisgabro, because she strengthened herself. V'lohimicho lekabel meira, she did not allow this gazlon to draw from her light. Rabbi Nizal says there is an example of this in this world also. There are trees in the country of Hungary. Rabbi Nizal, with this world, was misaking the whole country of Hungary. There are trees in the country of Hungary. When a person tries to take from them, they shrink in words, they make themselves small. They don't allow themselves to be taken. They're sensitive to touch. When a person touches the tree, it suddenly shrinks up, it lowers itself, so that a person shouldn't be able to take from it. Rabbi Nizal says, these items, Bedashmius, are all remosim to the Ruchnius. That Kaviyochel, there are times when the nefesh of the Nekeva is so powerful that the moment it senses that this is about to happen, that somebody's going to steal money, the nefesh shrinks itself. If someone has left, she resumes shooting out her light to her children, said nothing is disturbed. Everything goes back to its original state and it remains that way. Still going to be a lot of explanation.
I think I'll do some of these from your life. Tell us to the dazzle.
Excuse me?
You should tell this to the dazzle.
Why?
What can you help it? You mean my dazzle?
Of course. What do you mean? He should tell this to the dazzle.
This Torah, the dazzle should learn. I mean, you define how bad it is to have these stolen from.
Of course.
But, you don't.
You find out how bad it is to be stolen from and how bad it is to steal. That a thief is a reitzeach, chas v'shalom. How careful a person has to be with dine mamonos, with maso matan b'mona, to be careful if there's ever a suffix about money. You don't just say, well, I won't tell him about it. You never know, chas v'shalom, when a person is taking a few pennies from somebody else, you never know what's involved, chas v'shalom. He could be, chas v'shalom, taking away the chiyus of that person's children, chas v'shalom. As Rabbi Nizal is going to explain much more as we go on.
It does say she knows that there's a stealing so she withdraws. Like, does this have to take place, could take place after the stealing took place also, or before?
Obviously not. It would seem logical that this has to take place before the act of Ganeva is done, because it's the act of Gazela that causes this.
From that.
But remember, we still have a nice, nice way to go, and all of this is going to be Leviah to explain, to further clarify this topic. This isn't going to be adding things, it's going to be clarifying and clarifying.
This time with the rumors also this week about on Shabbos, that even if they're coming to steal, you can still rise up and defend yourself. Even if they're not coming to kill, only to steal, you can take up arms and defend yourself. It's in need of money, importance of money.
Obviously. In other words, here we see how important money is, why it's brought that Rabbeinu Zal would explode. If any of his Talmidim ever lost money, he would say there's no excuse. Why? Because Ki Hamamon Hu HaNefesh. Money isn't a joke, it's a very important... Rabbeinu Zal once said, you know how important money is? A person is willing to sacrifice 8 hours a day of time that could be spent on Torah, on Tefillah. Imagine what you could amass in 8 hours, 480 minutes of Torah and Tefillah of Avodah, that you're willing to sacrifice to earn this money, then you're going to go be a Shlomo Zalmik Chas V'Shalom and lose it? Oh, you deserve big patch. No, that's why Rabbeinu Zal want to be so careful. Here we see a whole other concept that's tied into the dealings with money. We should be zeicher to Mamoin B'Hachava, never to have anybody steal from us B'Gashmias. And the Iker Gezela is the Gezela of the Baldova. The Baldova is called the Gazlan. He steals every time a person has a Yeridim, things are starting to go good, and the person is starting to acquire acquisitions, money, diamonds, thousands of dollars of mitzvahs, and then suddenly this thief comes along and he robs him of a whole package. And if I wish him be zecher, never to be stolen from, and to be zecher to become wealthy, ruchnis v'gashmias, and be zecher to hashiyus l'kdusha. The four neshal raish, the four neshal yad.
Yeah, that's bina.
Eight is bina. Bina is the eighth sphira. You'll see that this each Torah has its own uniqueness, you know, an unbelievable, it's like a whole, you see that each one in a sense is a world on its own, it's constructed differently. Sometimes you picture a house in California, the way that house looks, and you picture a mansion like in some foreign country, a different kind of mansion. This is a gorgeous house, a modern house with French provincial furniture. This is a gorgeous house with colonial furniture. You see the terrace and the Qataran, each one is a whole different style. In a sense, you would put two terraces side by side. You would figure they were written by two different authors completely. It's two different styles. One Torah, Rabbeinu Zal shooting out Chidushim every 2 seconds. And another Torah, he's explaining and clarifying and beautifying, going into a long arichas to clarify the whole topic in detail. Baruch Hashem, we have so much yet to learn. Imagine we didn't start yet. We have a long way to go, B'Gashmias. And each time a person learns this over, it is whole worlds. Style. In a sense, you would put two Torahs side by side. You figure they were written by two different authors completely. It's two different styles. One Torah, Rabbeinu Zal shooting out Chidushim every 2 seconds. And another Torah, he's explaining and clarifying and beautifying, going into a long arichas to clarify the whole topic in detail. Baruch Hashem, we have so much yet to learn. Imagine we didn't start yet. We have a long way to go, B'Gashmias. And each time a person learns this over, it is whole worlds.